स्वागतम सुस्वागतम श्री सत्य साई स्वागतम सद्गुण भरिता सज्जन विनुत शांति प्रदाता स्वागतम सद्गुण भरिता सज्जन विनुत शांति प्रदाता स्वागतम त्रिगुणातीता
Beloved Bhagwan, my loving pranams at your lotus feet, and on behalf of my brothers and sisters who are from the Bangalore hospital, our deepest gratitude for giving us another opportunity to come here and celebrate yet another anniversary of the Bangalore Hospital. The Bangalore Hospital, Swami's second super speciality hospital, has just turned 12. The last time we were here at Prashanthi Nilayam, our experience was a little different. It was around the same time of the day. Swami was brought into the hall as we sang. He sat on the stage, swayed with our bhajans, spoke to us, blessed us, and showered us with his love. When we left with hearts filled with love, and yet saddened that we were leaving our beloved Bhagwan, the beautiful physical form of beloved Bhagwan, here in Prashanthi Nilayam and going back to Bangalore. This year, as we sit here, we may not see a beautiful orange robe being brought into the hall, sitting in front of the stage. We may not see the beautiful crown of hair and the beautiful form that we love so deeply swaying as we sing. And yet, as we leave this hall going back to Bangalore, one thing we do all know is that Swami will never ever leave us. We have moved from a space of the form, from a space of being dependent on the form, and we are on a journey now to the formless. It's very important to all of us who are working for Swami's mission, particularly in his institutions. And this is what we have chosen as the theme for this evening's program: moving from the form to the formless. As far as we are concerned, like any other 12-year-old, we are filled with enthusiasm. We are filled with energy. We are waiting for work to be done. And as we leave today, I'm sure we will carry that with us. With these few words, I'd like to introduce to this August assembly one of the senior most members of our family at the Bangalore Hospital, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, our beloved director. And I request her to say a few words to start us on this journey from the form to the formless.
Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Respected members of Shri Sat Sai Central Trust, respective elders, sisters and brothers of Sai family. On this auspicious occasion of our 12th anniversary, we, the staff and the students of Shri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, would like to share our happiness with you today. The frequently asked question by many is, how is the hospital doing after Mahasamadhi? I have one and only one answer to this question, and I declare this today, not only to you all, but to the entire world, that we go on with the formless with equal vigor and energy. As in our lives, a mother is physically present with the child till she is confident that the child has become responsible and competent to sail through the ocean of life victoriously. After that, she becomes a formless guiding force to the child. So is the case between we, the children of Swami, and Mother Sai. We now perform our work with his omnipresent and all-pervasive guidance with, as I have already said, with renewed vigor, energy and dedication all the while and all the time. Please bear with me for a few facts about our hospital. So far, we have performed 15,132 cardiac surgery, which is an enormous task. Not only that, we have performed 16,555 neurosurgeries so far. Cardiac catheterization procedures have been 39,400 so far. I am giving you another figure which shows how many hearts we have healed and patients we have cured at the OPD level. That is 863953. I don't know how to say it in crores or lakhs, so please bear with me. If you just imagine the commercial value of services rendered to the society by our hospital, by the grace of Bhagwan, with whom we have been fortunate to work, works out to be 1,132 crores. I also take pride in presenting our students of nursing and allied health sciences who are the recipients of Shrimati Ishwarma Gold Medal Institute by none other than Bhagwan himself in the year 2010. I would like to convey my feelings after we have awarded these girls the much deserved gold medals.
We will now have the medal ceremony for the first rankers of the BSc Nursing and BSc Allied Health courses at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. Srimati Ishwaramma Gold Medal, instituted by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, in the honor of Srimati Ishwaramma, the Divine Mother of the Avatar. The Srimati Ishwaramma Gold Medal for Student of the Year, BSc Nursing, is awarded to Kumari P. Deepika, for all-round performance during the course of her studies. Srimati Ishwaramma Gold Medal for Student of the Year, BSc Allied Health Sciences, is awarded to Kumari Archana Balaji for all-round performance during the course of her studies.
Seeking blessings from beloved Bhagwan, I continue with my feelings of his presence always with us. We feel his presence in divine light that energizes us to work day and night. The lovely golden crown, the robe that is orangish brown, cheers us when the spirits are down. By his teachings, we all abide, and believe me, we find him standing by our side. Human values in our hospital we follow, and He lifts us, believe me, from the world that is hollow. Love and compassion is always our guide. We feel Him always standing by our side. He will not leave us ever, even if we see His form never. Human form, like flower, is bound to perish. Divine fragrance we always and are always to cherish. Complete surrender, my Lord and Master, we all offer, and we feel Him all the wise, please remember. We help ever and we hurt never, and we know we are His forever. We feel fresh and bright, all around we see divine light. We all remember that our bliss is due to total surrender. Sweet fragrance we always cherish, of the formless Bhagwan that can never ever perish. We present to you in all humility a small glimpse of our commitment to Swami's healthcare vision, which now has become our mission. We all seek your blessings and prayers to continue with divine vision, which I have already said is our only mission. Jai Sai Ram.
Master's message was simple and clear. He believed that life was meant to bring a smile to the poor, and that everyone in the world should be happy.
That
everybody in this world be happy. That is Bhagavan's desire.
With this single goal, he created institutions that would share his message of love and service with the world. Hospitals, schools, and social welfare projects brought people together, offering each an opportunity to experience the magic of working for an ideal that was timeless and cherished.
No one is bothered of the fate of the poor people.
ఈ బీదలను సంరక్షించి బీదల యొక్క రోగములను నివారణ గావించి దేశానికి తగినటువంటి కర్మ మార్గమును అభివృద్ధి పరచాలి.
Therefore the poor people have got to be taken care of. They have to be protected. And we had set an ideal in this entire nation.
A little over a decade ago, he decided to open his second super speciality hospital in Bangalore, offering top class cardiac and neuro services to all, absolutely free of charge.
Free.
In a record time, the building rose as per his will, marveling state leaders and the common man alike. Swami believed that the beauty of the structure would bring joy to many, and it would serve as a model of ideal healthcare to the world. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield, Bangalore has just turned
12.
Therefore, this hospital is meant for all poor people. Bhagavan will be extremely happy if the poor people are saved here. In fact, Bhagavan has dedicated his entire life for the poor.
ఈ ఆసుపత్రి యొక్క విషయము ఈనాడు మీకు తెలియదు. మున్ముందు చాలా గొప్ప స్థితిని పొందుతారు.
You will not be knowing the whole thing today. In future, you will know more and more about this hospital.
To many, this has been a life-changing experience. His miracle of transformation continues to touch patients, staff and volunteers alike.
Dr. Nandita Ghoshal is working as an additional senior consultant in histopathology and the blood bank. She's been working in the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, since 2002, prior to which she was working at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. Dr. Nandita Ghoshal will share her experiences on her journey to the hospital and to the master.
Sai Ram to all my elders, brother and sister, my colleagues from hospital, and my humble pranam to our loving Swami. I am not a good orator, but I will try to express my feelings for Swami artificially, as Swami always emphasized. I joined this hospital on 2nd September 2002 as a blood bank officer, which is not the best career option after passing out from the premier institute of this country. Initially, I was pretty happy and relaxed because after a hectic professional life in AIIMS, I was put in a very relaxing atmosphere, not much slides to see. But soon, I started getting a little frustrated and started questioning myself whether my decision is right or wrong. What have I done? But, and at the top of it, my neurosurgeon colleagues, they were very happy sending all the brain tumors to NIMHANS, which is considered the premier institute. Also, NIMHANS people were happy because they were doing, you know, a charitable work for Satya Sai in a subsidized rate. So, I had no chance. But one day, one of my neurosurgeon colleagues, while operating, was, you know, he wanted a little bit of sort of a guidance whether the tumor which he was excising was actually a tumor or is it a tuberculosis. So he sent, Nandita, can you please just give me a quick intraoperative diagnosis? I said, I don't have anything to cut the specimen. How am I going to give you any diagnosis? He said, I'm sending a tissue. You just put it on a slide and squash it. And then you see it under the microscope. I thought this is one chance I have. If I let this opportunity go, I'm not going to get again. So then I said, okay, send it. So he sent it and I took that tissue, squashed it, stained it, and I saw it under the microscope. And to my good luck, I could tell him that it is tuberculosis, not tumor. So then my journey started with my neurosurgeon colleagues. They started sending me these intraoperative specimens frequently. This is how I started winning their confidence. Dr. Safaya, Dr. A.S. Hegde, I think they saw some potential in me and they decided that we will start the neuropathology section in our hospital. And we started the neuropathology section in our hospital and it so happened that I started seeing very rare cases very frequently. I think that was the magic of this place. Otherwise, people spend 20 years and they don't see such good cases so frequently. So then I thought, if I am seeing this tumor, this rare case, how is the world going to know we are seeing such good cases in Satya Sai? So I thought, let me publish it. So that's how my publication journey started. And I started getting tumors, I started publishing them. And soon I saw that I have a lot of publication and people started recognizing my work, recognizing me as a neuropathologist. My professors from Ames, the professor from NIMHANS, they appreciated my work. Recently, yesterday, one of our trustees said that the research will be promoted in Satya Sai Institute, and I was very happy, and I do think that Swami is going to unfold more magic for me professionally. So this was my professional journey. Coming to my personal journey, I think that is more important to me as a human being. When I came into this institute, I had absolutely no knowledge about Swami. I only knew about his physical appearance. I'll tell you some of the anecdotes, not many. One of them, one of my colleagues, I think 2 weeks after I joined, came running to me. She was an ardent devotee of Swami. And she came very excited, very happy. And she told, Nandita, you know, I had an interview with Swami. I didn't know how to respond, but I didn't want to show her my ignorance. So I just said, oh, okay. Then I asked my other friend, with whom I was a little bit more frank. I asked, what is this interview? Is it that some kind of an advertisement is there, like a job interview? She laughed. And then she explained me who are the people whom Swami gives his interview. Then one day, when first time I saw Swami, that time at the end of the darshan, people did the aarti to Swami. All my life, I have only seen idols being given aarti. I was very skeptical about it. But as I spent 10 years in this hospital, all my queries got cleared one by one. I started seeing so many sevadars. Some of them, they might be commissioner of police. Their children might be in the US. But they were doing all sorts of job, which I have not seen in my life. I started seeing how many projects Swami was doing, whether it is education or whether it's providing water, health care. And recently, I was just discussing with my husband, we are getting old. Let us get some health insurance. We had our own, you know, arguments and disagreements, which we generally have as husband and wife. And finally, we gave up the idea of taking health insurance. To me, Swami is God. Not because of any mystical aspect, but because He has been providing education from kindergarten till PhD, MCH to DM to innumerable children and students, and we are struggling to educate two of our children. He's God to me because He's providing health insurance to lakhs of patients, asking no premium, and we as life partners struggle to decide who will pay the premium. He's God, because He could motivate innumerable people from all walks of society, uneducated as well as educated, scholars, poor to rich, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, to be a part of His mission. He's God, as He's answering all my prayers which are said aloud, and also which I think in my subconscious mind. Born as an ordinary man, He could manifest divinity in full proportion by serving the mankind relentlessly and loving us immensely without asking anything in return. This is extraordinary. This is superhuman capability. Therefore, to me, Swami is God. Sai Ram, and thank you.
The Institute's constant striving for medical excellence is driven from the inside by deep commitment on the part of the doctors, staff, and the volunteers. The doctors and nurses give their best to the patients. The volunteers treat work at the hospital as an opportunity to offer selfless service.
Dr. Srikant Sula is working as an additional senior consultant cardiologist, and he has been with us at the Sathya Sai Institute since 2007. Prior to this, he was working at the number one heart hospital in the United States, the Cleveland Clinic.
My loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan, and my loving, loving sairams to all of our brothers and sisters here today. As we gather from the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Whitefield for our 12th anniversary celebrations, it is appropriate that we recollect many of the words that Swami would give to us for guidance and inspiration. And I recollect very fondly how Swami, when he would meet with his doctors, would ask us three questions that would always come, and they would always come in this order. First, Swami would ask us, how are our patients? How are they doing? Are they happy? Swami would never say, how are his patients? Because he would tell us, don't think that this is Swami's hospital. Think that this is our hospital. The second question Swami would ask us is, and how are you doing? Are you happy? And of course, being before Swami's divine form, we could only fold our hands and say, yes, Swami, thank you. And finally, the last question that Swami would ask us is, just like a loving mother, he would inquire, do you need anything? So as we go from the form to the formless, as we come to the Mahasamadhi, which glows with the splendor of 1,000 suns, I cannot but recollect these same three questions. And if you permit me over the next few minutes, I'll attempt to answer these same questions again. Please indulge me for just a moment as I give a little bit about my background. As you heard, I had the opportunity to work at the Cleveland Clinic, which is considered to be the best hospital for heart and heart surgery in the United States for the last 2+ decades, and indeed the best hospital probably around the world. So in 2008, when I told my colleagues that I'm going to leave the Cleveland Clinic and move to a charitable hospital in India, many of my colleagues doubted. They questioned what I was doing. They said, how will you adapt when you go from a place such as the Cleveland Clinic, which has all the resources any physician could want, everything at your fingertips, how will you adapt when you go to a charitable hospital? Brothers and sisters, let me assure you that the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences is not a charitable hospital. It is a divine institution set up by God Himself for the welfare of all humanity. When we look at quality, when we look at excellence, there are certain numbers we can give you. And please, I don't want to bore you with these numbers, but there are a few that bear mentioning. If we look at how our patients do after surgery, we can measure what we call mortality. That is, the number of patients that succumb due to the complexities of their illness or due to complications that arise after surgery. We know, based from data from numerous surgical societies, that our patients, given their conditions, the complexity of their illness, should have a mortality rate of about 2-4% for neurosurgery and for cardiac surgery. But what we see at our hospital is that the mortality rate is not even 1%. When we look at other numbers, suppose we look at our infection rate. If a patient goes to the hospital and gets an infection while they're in the hospital, their chance of dying during that hospitalization is increased 7 times compared to someone who goes to the hospital yet does not get an infection. Unfortunately, in India, the infection rate remains quite high. 15-16% of patients who come to a hospital in India get an infection. If you look at Eastern European countries, for example, the rate is lower. It's about 8 to 12%. And in Western European countries, it's around 5 to 8%. The best countries in the world, South Korea, the United States, Australia, for example, have infection rates that are between 4.5% to 5.5%. But at our hospital, the infection rate for the year ending in 2012 was an average 2.2%. Brothers and sisters, this type of excellence requires an outstanding infrastructure. And let me assure you that we at Swami's Hospital, at our hospital, are blessed with the best infrastructure that anyone could ask for, whether it's IT equipment, a new biplane cath lab that has been purchased, brand new MRI and CT scanners, and echo machines, for which we were the first in the country to receive such a sophisticated level of equipment. But having such equipment requires staff to operate them. And I can assure you that our physicians, our nurses, our counselors, our managers, and all of the staff who make our hospital run so healthy, so strong, work diligently day and night to serve our beloved Lord. Now, when I look back at those doubts that my colleagues from the Cleveland Clinic had, I now see something different. A few months ago, I actually had the opportunity to go back to my previous institution for some training so that I could update my skills so that we would be ready when this new state-of-the-art equipment arrived. And what I found was that these same colleagues of mine from a few years earlier were now asking me, Srikanth, can we come to your hospital and train in these areas where your group has tremendous expertise and experience? So excellence in medicine, excellence in surgery, excellence in staff. But there is one area that has to be mentioned, and that is the divine vibration, the ambience of divine love that permeates the entire hospital. And I think that this is what sets our hospital apart from any others in the world. Let me share with you a short story that emphasizes this. One day, as I was walking into the hospital, I saw a couple that I had seen in our cardiac OPD just a week before. I had them admitted, and I could tell that they had just been discharged after their treatment. But what I saw was that the husband, who was a patient, and his wife, both of them, were actually in tears. They were crying. And I went to them and I said, "Sir, what happened? What's wrong?" I thought, did they have a bad experience from their surgery or a bad outcome? Did they go through the full evaluation only to learn that surgical care could not be offered to them? But what they said was, "Sir, we have been to so many hospitals, but never have we received such love and affection from the doctors and nurses here as we have from Swami's Hospital." And today we have to leave. And this is why we are crying. Brothers and sisters, when patients come to other hospitals to be admitted, they cry. But when patients leave Swami's Hospital, they shed tears of joy. This is the divine difference that makes Swami's Hospital so unique. Swami, you've asked us these three questions, and I know that in your own way, you will ask them to us again. So let us go back and look at this. First, how are our patients? Are they happy? We can answer, yes, Swami, they are getting the best possible care that can be found anywhere in the world. The second question, how are you? Are you happy? Swami, we have gathered before your form, and we experience the formless aspect all of the time. We can only put our hands together and say, yes, Swami, thank you. And then the third question, do you need anything? Now here, standing before you, Lord, I feel shy to answer, but since you have asked, I will put forth a prayer on behalf of all of my colleagues today, that Lord, please grant us the strength, the skill, and the grace to serve you forever and ever. Jai Sai Ram.
Wow. why is the 12th anniversary so important to us? Because it reminds us that there's a lot to be proud of. More importantly, there's work to do and a master's legacy to carry forward.
ఈ ఆసుపత్రి ఈ యొక్క ఎక్కడైనా గాని ఏ ప్రజలైనా గాని ఏ దేశము భేదం లేదు మాకు.
Right from this day, this hospital, no differences,
అందరికీ ట్రీట్మెంట్, ఫ్రీ ట్రీట్మెంట్ ఇస్తాం.
ఫ్రీ ట్రీట్మెంట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి గివెన్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి.
పేషెంట్స్ హియర్ హు కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ వాక్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ స్టేట్స్, ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది కంట్రీ అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్రమ్ అబ్రాడ్. వి ట్రీటెడ్ ఎ ఫ్యూ పేషెంట్స్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్రమ్ నైబరింగ్ కంట్రీస్.
అందరితో నయమయ్యేటువంటిది కానే కాదు ఈ రోగాలు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద డిసీజెస్ కెనాట్ బి క్యూర్డ్ బై మెడిసిన్.
దైవానుగ్రహం చేతనే జయం అవుతుంది.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ గాడ్ గ్రేస్ ద క్యూర్.
అండ్ అమేజింగ్లీ గుడ్ అవుట్కమ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ సర్జరీ జస్ట్ ప్రూవ్ దట్ స్వామీస్ హ్యాండ్ ఇస్ బిహైండ్ ఆల్ దట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ హియర్. ద సర్జన్స్ కట్ while Swami heals.
ఈ ఆసుపత్రి కేవలం అందంగా కట్టామని కాదు. దీనికి
హాస్పిటల్ డస్ నాట్ నియర్లీ స్టాండ్ ఫర్ ఆర్
అందంతో పాటు ఆనందం కూడా పెంచాలి.
అలాంగ్ విత్ అందము బ్యూటీ డస్ ఆనందము బ్లిస్.
అండ్ ఇట్స్ అ మోడల్ టు సో మెనీ అదర్ హాస్పిటల్స్ టు కమ్ అండ్ హావ్ లుక్ హియర్ టు సీ హౌ ద హాస్పిటల్ ఇస్ రన్నింగ్.
హార్ట్ ఆపరేషన్ పోవాలంటే చిన్న పిల్లవాడు కూడా నవ్వుతూ నవ్వుతూ వస్తుంటారు.
చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్సో గెట్ ఇన్ ద హాస్పిటల్ స్మైల్.
When we see the smiles of the patient on the face of the patients, we'll forget all of our troubles during stay and during the work.
శాశ్వతంగా జరిగేటువంటి యొక్క సంస్థ.
And this is a permanent one.
నేడు రేపు అని భావిస్తారు కొంతమంది.
Some may consider as the one of
కాదు కాదు.
No.
సాయి వేసినటువంటి యొక్క సంస్థ శాశ్వతమైనటువంటిది.
People didn't believe that the hospital is totally without taking a single pipe from the patient may not survive for so many years. But in Puttaparthi it is more than 20 years. Now here is 12 years. It will continue. Swami has told it to continue forever.
వీళ్ళని చూస్తే ఎంతో ఆప్యాయంగా వాళ్ళని దగ్గర చేర్చాలి.
టాక్ టు పూర్ పీపుల్ విత్ ఆల్ కైండ్నెస్ అండ్ కన్సిడరేషన్ కన్సర్న్.
అది ఏ నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క దయా ప్రేమలు.
దాట్ ఈస్ ద లవ్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్.
ఆ ప్రేమను మీరు పెంచుకుని సేవను చేసి
సర్వ్
ధన్యులు కావాలి.
రిడీమ్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ అస్ నౌ టు బి స్వీట్ ఇన్ అవర్ వర్డ్స్, కైండ్ ఇన్ అవర్ వర్డ్స్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ వర్డ్స్, ఇన్ థాట్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ డీడ్స్. We must reflect Swami in every moment of our life. And I think that will make Swami very happy.
Many lives are touched by service at the hospital. Doctors speak of how Swami's ideals have transformed their views on healthcare. But most importantly, patients go through a spectacular journey from illness to health and darkness to light. Here are glimpses of patients who were touched by this temple of healing.
So, mera naam hai sir Mubarak Ali. Ye mera bhatija hai Sahil naam hai uska. So, hum aaye Pakistan se. Udhar mein ek bada hospital hai Aga Khan. Raaye se bade bade cases hote hain. So, wahan jaate hain, wahan bataya tha 4 lakh.
When they came here, actually, they felt a lot of strength because they found so many people there to take care of them.
Laha ka doctor khud hamare saath ho ke pura kaam kara rahe the, unhe to koi
it seems like he had a active respiratory infection. We expected a lot of lung additions, so the lung was completely stuck to the chest wall, and so there is a little challenge when the lung is stuck to the chest wall and aorta. It's a little difficult to release all the additions and then get into the aorta and the duct. So it was challenging and it came out really well. And post-operative we expected a little stormy course because of his active infection, but luckily he came out very nicely. And in fact we thought that we'll ventilate him for 1 or 2 days, but I think after the surgery within 2 hours he was extubated and his lungs are clear, chest is absolutely fine. And there's no fever, nothing. Now, like, he's ready to go home today. Future of this child will be good. He can lead any normal life as anybody else leads.
So, yes, we are very happy. I mean, from the treatment and from the staff, especially.
I never felt they are talking to a Hindustani, nor did I feel that I am talking to a Pakistani. The affection they showed towards us and vice versa was universal.
जाने से बहुत कम हॉस्पिटल होना दिखाई बना वहां तो ज्यादा होना चाहिए क्योंकि ये यदि आप कास्ट है और वो पैसे लेते हैं वहां तो ज्यादा करना चाहिए केयर लेकिन इतना नहीं होता जितना मैं यहां देख रहा हूं.
He also fell into the principle of there is only one God across the world and it is only one language across the world which is love.
You realize that when you joined the profession you thought you would heal and then when you join this hospital you realize you are being healed.
This kind of job satisfaction is very difficult to get it outside.
The healer is somebody else and the healing is just happening through you. It's just His grace is flowing through you.
Baba ka yehi ila tha, love all for raha. Jo bhi aaye, kahan ka bhi aaye, wo yahan se fayda utha le. Aur hame uski service karni hai.
So what makes the 12th anniversary so special? It brings together staff, students, sevadam in His mission of service. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences stands testimony to this spirit of unity in service. This is a moment of rededication.
I have dedicated entire my life.
The fan of the instrument, the intentions are pure.
And Jeevan Dali Bahara Nirmadi.
This is a pilgrimage.
Values and the work ethics.
There are no restrictions here.
No Devalaya in the Hari.
Like a divine atmosphere.
And it's a model to so many other hospitals.
The great sense of satisfaction.
Feel the divine presence everywhere.
Bhakti is worship and duty is God.
Umma Agusta
Antara Lava Yedko. Ekada Vibhudi smell on Tundi. I feel His presence.
Pura frame se kar raha
hu. We should radiate Swami.
I treat this hospital as a temple.
This is a moment to renew our commitment.
We have to carry forward
a life cherishing
the soul message.
I love to work here.
Golden opportunity to serve satisfaction in the Rendon service to needy people.
Celebrating together.
Swami's hand is behind all that happens here.
Kalsangal Bhakti Gaste.
This is a moment to ensure that we are His spark.
అర్పితం చేసి వాళ్ళని కాపాడటానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తాం.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ ద
బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ లోపల 1000 ఒక భాగాన్ని మీరు పెంచుకోండి.
At least 1000 of what has been done.
But most importantly, this is a moment to believe that His words will come true.
శాశ్వతంగా జరిగేటువంటి ఒక సంస్థ.
And this is a permanent one.
నేడు రేపు అని భావిస్తారు కొంతమంది.
Some may consider as the one of
కాదు కాదు.
No.
సాయి వేసినటువంటి ఒక సంస్థ శాశ్వతమైనటువంటిది.
Brothers and sisters, I have come to give a reassurance not only to you but to the entire world that, will the hospital staff please stand up? Kindly repeat. What we are reassuring the world today. We, the students and staff of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, on the auspicious occasion of our 12th anniversary, rededicate ourselves in the service of mankind to render comprehensive healthcare with love, compassion, and spirit of sacrifice. We will always promote heart to heart and love to love relationship with the sick, irrespective of caste, creed, nationality, and class, in line with Bhagwan's health mission. Bless us, all pervasive and omnipresent Sai Swami. Swami, tu hai har kan kan me, hum dekhe roz tujhe man ke darpan me.
Sabhi ka hai tu, jayate mriyate va kadachinayam bhutva bhavita vana bhu ajo nityah shashvatoyam मरण के बंधन में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए कि साई बसे कण कण काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन मानव रूप मधुर धर के साई ने सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के ये शरीर तो नश्वर है पर साई अनंत निरंतर से ये दिया उपदेश मेरा जीवन मेरा संदेश सत्य मार्ग पर चल के बने हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को Sanatan. Aao Sai ke shiksha ko jeevan mein apnaaye. Sabse prem aur sabki seva kar avtaran manaaye. सबसे प्रेम और सबकी सेवा कर अवतरण मनाए. अब साईं का जन्मदिन होगा हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण. अब साईं का जन्म दिन हर पल हर क्षण में. अब साईं का जन्मदिन होगा हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में.
Baby, I am a.
दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मिया साई प्रसन्न होगा।
Yeah. సీతా బంధు సఖ సగటి రామనా
Jay.